American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
You know, my dad always told us, you know, always prepare for the year ahead. Always prepare for the year ahead.
That's Warren Zanker, who has a cow-calf operation and owns a 2,000-head custom feed yard and is the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. He's thinking back on that tough summer drought in North Dakota and doing what he can to lessen its impact on his operation.
You know, the last few years when it was good, we put up all we could. So we got, you know, we have probably 1,000 to, 1,200 bale carryover. So with our carryover this year and, you know, what we were able to make, and we will bale corn stalks here after our corn is off picked. So, you know, with those things in mind, you know, I think we'll be all right at our particular ranch, you know. But what really puts the crunch on is, you know, you trying to prepare ahead for next year. The carryover will be gone. There won't be a massive amount of carryover unless we have a milder open winter, you know, where a lot of us, can graze till the 1st of January.
Zanker noted that's what happened last year when they had to start feeding their cattle so early.
That's what nipped us so bad last year. You know, a lot of us, our producers, had to start feeding the end of November because we had, you know, 15 inches of snow. So even like myself, you know, we graze a lot of corn stalks, and, you know, our cows will, you know, they'll walk them cornfields for, you know, till the 1st of January, picking the corn that falls off the machine and, you know, the header loss, they pick all that, you know, they'll lick that right off the ground. And, you know, last year, you know, we had 18 inches of snow on the 4th of December. So, you know, our grazing was cut dramatically short last year. You know, we potentially could have carried over another probably, you know, 300 bales, and, you know, that was gone just because we had to start grazing so early.
Zanker said he was talking to a meteorologist recently, and the meteorologist said there's never been a severe drought back-to-back in North Dakota.
To the severity that we've had, this past year, so.
Zanker said hopefully it won't be like that 88 to 89 drought. Wow.
I was just out of college, and, the drought of 88 was terrible. We never combined a bushel of grain.
That's Warren Zanker. He's the president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.